Hundreds of flights were canceled or rescheduled on Wednesday as aviation workers in Argentina held a 24-hour strike demanding better wages. The strike, which affected major airports like Ezeiza International and Jorge Newbery, stranded thousands of passengers and disrupted air travel across the country. The unions, including APA, APLA, and UPSA, rejected a 12% wage increase offered by airlines, deeming it insufficient to keep pace with the country's high inflation rate, which stands at over 254% year-on-year. This action significantly impacted state-owned Aerolíneas Argentinas, forcing them to reschedule over 330 flights and affecting nearly 24,000 passengers. While some airlines like American Airlines and Flybondi continued limited operations, others faced complete disruption due to striking workers at Intercargo, a ground handling service provider. Aeroparque Jorge Newbery in the capital remained entirely shut down. Many travelers faced a scramble to rearrange their plans. Tourists expressed frustration with the late notifications and lack of clear communication from airlines regarding rescheduled flights. Low-cost airlines like Flybondi and JetSmart attempted to adapt by shifting operations to unaffected airports and offering free rebooking options. This strike highlights the ongoing economic struggles in Argentina, where high inflation continues to put pressure on workers and businesses alike.